So, if you will just go to Hebrews chapter 6 with me, we're going to be taking a peek at what he wants from his children, because he's looking to make adults out of his kids. Vanessa, yesterday, when you called, is it okay to share a little bit of what happened? Okay. Vanessa called yesterday and we had a little bit of a breakthrough because she was struggling with some thoughts and some ideas that were bouncing in her head. And we were on the phone for, I don't know, 10, 15, whatever minutes it was. And at one point I said to her, you know, we have abilities to do things in the spirit that we can't do in the natural. And our conversation went about different things, different circumstances in her life, challenges, etc. And then her decision to go forward in obedience in spite of war. Because you can have a war going on, but you can make the step and go forward. And when you go forward, you're making a choice. So I explained to her that we needed to mature in the spirit. And so I spoke a few syllables in tongues, and I asked her to respond. And there was silence. So I explained it again. I said, we can communicate spirit to spirit if you want, but you're going to have to push. And you're going to have to make a declaration and just let it out. Something to that effect. And I responded again, giving her several syllables in tongues. And all of a sudden, she responded. So we communicated back and forth, spirit to spirit. Her question was, will I ever understand what's going on? And I said, but God gives interpretation. So sometimes he will give you interpretation. Sometimes he'll give you what you've spoken with a perception of what you've said. Mm-hmm. How many know what that means and what have tasted? Put your hand up so she'll know. Mm-hmm. All right. There's a perception. It may not be a word for word situation, but is there's a knowing. Mm-hmm. Okay? So automatically we prayed back and forth on the phone. And then I got nosy, you know. I am nosy, so I confess that I wanted to know. So I asked her, what happened? What happened?
The feeling of...
Yes.
Well, it felt like a release. And I felt like an overwhelming sense of peace afterwards. Mm. And I did actually speak in tongues.
So the scripture says you will know them by... the fruit, okay? I would make apple pie with those apples yesterday.
Amen.
Anytime, all right? But it's a beginning of something. It's not the end of something. It's an open door that this young woman who's been challenged, she's been tested, she's been in the fire, it's been tough, it's been rough, it's been a lot of things. And I'm not advertising all her pain. I'm trying to tell you that the Holy Ghost has not let her go. But he's kept her. And he's held her. And he's maturing her.
Amen.
So, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and to go on to maturity, not laying again the foundations of repentance from acts that lead to death, and of faith in God, instructions about baptism, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. Now, God permitting says, God wants this to happen to us. And the willingness to do it is no different than when this young lady decided to respond and she knows something broke. Anybody got a clue what broke?
Her fear to speak in tongues.
Pardon?
Her fear to speak in tongues.
Her fear to speak in tongues. Anything else?
Whatever was oppressing her had to go.
Had to go, correct?
I think it's low, some was low self-esteem, that she didn't have it in her to do.
Okay. Anything else?
Some of the hurts are being healed.
Some of the hurts are being healed. Okay. What else?
Took a step up to the next level.
Huh?
She took a step to the next level.
A step to the next level, correct. No longer relying on the mind, the will, and the emotions, which is the soul. And when you decide to go up that next step, you're entering the realm of the spirit. In the kingdom of God, she has that ability to say, yes, I'm going forward, even if my brain doesn't understand all the details. Even if my mind, the will, and emotions are fighting me, I know that my spirit has an ability to do something to break forth into a new level and to walk with God in this challenge and let God's plan unfold. Now, if she would have resisted and bowed to fear, what would happen?
She wouldn't go forward.
Huh?
She wouldn't go forward. There would have been no peace,
no fruit.
No peace, no fruit. What else?
Go around the mountain again and again and again.
All right. Now I'm going to hit you hard, but I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a minute. Romans 6:16 says, "To whom you submit to, you become a
slave
to."
Jesus.
This young woman was under the anointing of fear. What if I let go and I let my spirit speak? And what if I make a mistake? What if this? What if that? What if there? What if those? What if these hear me? Etc., etc. What if I can't control it?
Jesus.
That's the beginning of maturity in the spirit. Doing what you know you should do and making the choice and breaking the wall of fear. And breaking the hold of fear. And your slavery to fear becomes what?
Under your feet.
Under your feet. Exactly. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. What came out of her mouth was power. And that power releases your mind to believe for the impossible.
Amen.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Amen.
Vanessa, is it possible to believe for the impossible? Yes. Why? Because you made that decision, and that's what we discussed. You made that decision to go with God's plan no matter what. So you have nothing to lose. Papa's in charge, and it's not you anymore. That's the beginning of maturity in God. When the Lord said yes to the Father, give yourself up. I was in that garden. I know what I sensed and what I felt, and my weeping would not be impossible to understand because it was so dramatic. But you see, the confrontation between light and dark, between fear of the unknown, and the Lord's obedience of how many fruit had been given to him as he totally submitted to his Father on a regular basis. He had seen Lazarus come out of the tomb. He had seen the young man that was being carried to the burial place, given back to his mother. He had seen a little girl being raised from the dead. But you see, no one was going to be around to pick him up out of the grave.
Amen.
He would be the firstborn of the
dead.
Yeah. So he had to make a decision. Is he going to bow to fear or is he going to trust and become the firstborn from the dead? Yeah, he made that decision in that garden. Why was he going to trust the Father? because he made a decision to go forward. No different than you did yesterday. Many of you have made that same decision. God, whatever you have planned for the house of prayer, whatever you have planned for me, whatever you want from me, whatever and however you want to manifest it, I'm willing to go with more. And the more that we obey, we will be raising people from the dead. We will be casting out darkness out of whatever, whomever, and whoever has a need will be able to be satisfied because we are growing in maturity. That's what those pillars mean. The pillars are those that are here, cemented in, ready to go higher than they've ever gone before. And without asking, oh, I don't know if I can do this. You don't. Haven't you got a clue what you did last year and last week? How many of you have received prayer and received answer to prayer in the past year?
Year?
How many of you? Year. It's not a problem, is it? What did Jesus go by? I'm positive he went by all the examples that he had in front of him of how many had come out of the grave. And he knew he was next. And he wouldn't be there to go raise them out of the dead because he was the one that was going to be dead. So he had to put his total trust in whom? In Papa. That's the beginning of maturity. Can I let myself die and will my father pick me up? Has he changed his colors? Has Papa changed his colors? Has he changed his ways? Is he still the resurrection and is he still the light? Yes. So what I'm saying to you is stop focusing on all the little stuff in your heart, but begin to see the eternal purpose of what he wants out of our maturity. When people decide to come to this house of prayer, they're going to grow and they're going to mature, but they're also going to groan and they're going to be irritated and they're going to be tested, and you and I will be the ones that will be what?
Helping them.
Helping them? What else?
Examples. Examples.
Examples. What else?
Interceding.
Interceding. What else? Whatever they need, we will be in coordinate corporately to help them up out of their dilemma. And why have you been in trouble? Why have you gone through difficult times? The same thing as Job. The end result was what?
Double.
Much more than double. Double is a good number, but much more. And his recognition of who he had been serving never changed. He stayed focused on God's abilities and how righteous he was in his own eyes because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now. Try it again. There is therefore now. For whom? For me in Christ Jesus. Lift your hands to him now. Say, Father, I thank you. That I am maturing. It's not something down the road.
It's already happening.
And I'm giving you praise.
As you make me.
Like the firstborn son.
Not afraid of death.
But totally aware. That those who are spiritually dead. When I pray for them. They're coming to life. The timing is God's. My job is to obey and to carry them in my heart, no matter how long it takes, and to bring them before Jesus so that they can be cleansed, delivered, set free, healed, and resurrected from death. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. I wanted to share this yesterday, that this gentleman who shared this particular scripture. He had an intent, because when I saw him 3 years ago, he had come to one of the leaders' meetings, like he did yesterday, and he came with his wife, and his wife was very ill, had a lot of difficulties, been fighting cancer for many years, but was still very much alive. But yesterday, he was alone. He's been alone now since last June. I believe he said that that's when she went home to be with the Lord. And he pointed out that being alone, he wasn't ready for. He was married for, I think he said, 41 years. And he said he had a sense he would be okay when she went home. But he learned some things about himself that he thought he knew. But he wasn't ready to walk and keep on walking by himself. And he began to be trusting God deeper than ever before. He began to adjust his heart because he couldn't depend on his mate. She was no longer there. Some of you have already experienced some of this in different ways.
Amen.
What I am saying to you is this. There's natural maturity, but then there's spiritual maturity. And both are attainable by the grace of God. I was blessed because it was a simple message. But the message was clear. Will the church grow up? Will the church become mature? Or will she cry and wail and do all kinds of crazy antics and still come out like a child? God wants a mature bride. He wants one that he can have intimacy with. And that was his message. Will we be intimate with him? Will we trust him to take us to the finish line? Will we be able to just keep on walking when we're hurting? And the answer is yes. I believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, he's taking us to places where we've never been. But it's going to be an experience, and we're going to need each other like never before. And I'm not trying to create fear. I am saying we are maturing. So look at your neighbor. Say, get a clue.
Get a clue.
You're getting older in the spirit.
Getting older in the spirit.
Stronger in the spirit.
Stronger in the spirit.
Than you've ever been before.
Amen? Amen.
And amen. Share some hugs with each other.
Next Sunday is Fellowship Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Good news. Good news. And blessings to all.